This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. I'm still sick. I'm sorry. But you know what? I want to get a little philosophical when we start today. I never get philosophical. Nah, I can be philosophical. What? You want to see? Okay, watch this. I'm not trying to be philosophical, but I'm just noticing something in my life that I think has deeper meaning than I give it credit for. Okay? So, I've been having computer issues. No, stop. It's okay. Come on. You do not know where this is going. And I turn on my computer today, like I do every day. Start your day, you start your life, right? I turn on my computer. Some days, the computer is bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Just wakes up, ready to go. Other days, the computer is sluggish. Takes a while. Sometimes gives you an all-black screen. When you get that all-black screen, but you know it's working, you get a little fear, don't you? Like, oh my gosh, my computer, my one computer, my only computer. Well, for you guys that have multiple computers in the house, you're lucky. But for me, I got one computer in the house that I could use. One. I get nervous. I'm like, what's wrong with it? So then I want to diagnose it. So I look to make sure that the plug is plugged in. I look to make sure that little green light on the side is on, because maybe the monitor isn't on. I make sure the monitor is connected, and then I give up. And what do I do when I give up? Well, I yell for my husband, but I do one last-ditch effort to pull the plug. I'm going to just shut down and reboot the whole thing. And the funny thing is so far, knock on wood, it works. I also find myself, which I need to stop doing, saying a prayer when my computer works. I don't think you're supposed to waste the Lord's time on your computer, but we do that. How many of you guys have thanked the Lord when you found your phone? I've done that. And then I feel guilty going, sorry, go save lives, do what you're doing. I shouldn't be bugging you about my iPhone that I left at the bottom of my car the other day because I slammed on the brakes too hard to hit the stoplight because I was speeding and my purse flew off the seat and all the stuff in my purse, because I never closed my purse, flew across the car. So my iPhone was stuck, ran out of battery on the floor of my car. And when I finally found it, I thanked the Lord. And of course, I thanked the Lord for everything, but I think that was a total waste of his time. And I don't think he's happy about that. So I'm going to have to, I'm going to have to make up for it. So going back to computers in your life, I slam shut, pull the electricity. If that doesn't work, I may even shut off the whole breaker system to the house to reset the house to see if I can get the computer working. And if the computer works, fine. I move on. Do I take care of the computer? Do I try to get it diagnosed? Do I try to feed it? Do I give it some vitamins, some mini probiotics? Do I clean it? No. It works. I move on. Now, in life and with our bodies, I told you I was gonna. I told you I was gonna connect the two. Let me be philosophical, please. May help the ratings. Lord knows they could use some help. Oh, again, see, I prayed. Yeah, we need to talk about that. When is praying too much? When do you pray too much? I think I've been bugging the Lord every day now for multiple things, and I think I need to kind of slow it down a little bit. But I do. I do thank the Lord for my ratings, because it does take an act of heaven for me to have a listenership. But that's neither here nor there. We'll talk about that another time. But we do that with our bodies. We'll brush our teeth. Maybe we'll bleed a little bit when we brush our teeth. If it stops, we'll go, I'm not going to worry about it. We get constipated for a couple days, and then we finally poop. We're like, I'm not going to worry about it. I'm not going to think about it. And we start to blow things off. When something does go wrong with our body, a lot of us will go to a pill. We'll just take a pill. Yeah, something hurts. We'll take something for pain. We'll try to knock it out. Hopefully it'll rework. And then some of us reset ourselves. We just pull the plug and hope that when we plug back in, it'll be fine again. Those are you guys that decide to, I don't know, smoke joint or get drunk or take a sleeping pill. Say, you know what? It's going to be lights out. And then let's see what happens the next day. And the funny thing is many times the next day, it's fine. It works. But you don't know how long down the line that computer is going to shut off. So what I want you guys to do, this is going to be your assignment. Yes, I'm giving you an assignment. I'm a professor. So I give assignments now, and I can give you guys an assignment. My assignment is, since none of you guys are taking care of your bodies and you're blowing stuff off, I want you this next week to actually listen to your computer. See what it needs. See if it's acting up. And treat your computer the way you should be treating your body. If you notice your computer starts to work better, I want you to then turn around and do that to yourselves. Maybe you need to clean up a little bit. Dig out the dirt under your toenail. Maybe you need to eat some vegetables. Maybe you need to get more sleep. Maybe you need to stop putting stupid... Yeah, maybe you see porn. Yeah, that'll work for both your computer and you. But, you know, try to stop and take care of yourself. Now, was that philosophical? Oh, come on. That was pretty damn good. Oh, really? No? I'm a Play-Doh. You know that. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for heart and body extract.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day. Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind that is here to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com now to find out more. That's GCNLife.com. And start your day off with an open mind.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
She's alive. She's alive.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. We really do appreciate it. All right, we got to talk about food. A lot of headlines. First, I don't know if you guys love taquitos. I love taquitos. Well, virtually 2.5 million pounds of taquitos have been recalled over possible salmonella and listeria contamination. So what is a taquito? Taquito, they're so cute. Taquito means small taco. And they're rolled and they're round. It's a hard shell that'll either have meat, carne asada, or chicken. Or you can even have cheese taquitos. And they're really yummy. I like taquitos. And I like to dip them in guacamole. They're really, really yummy. Unfortunately, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, they've had to recall 2.5 million pounds of ready-to-eat meat and poultry taquitos. I guess meat meaning beef or pork. Because of the onions used by Ruiz Food Products in their beef and cheese taquitos. Now, the impacted products were produced from July 1 through October 10th and were packaged in 4.5 pound cardboard cases containing 24 Go-Go taquitos, beef taco cheese taquitos. Though you could go and look online as to which one is being. I don't have all the numbers for you. There was also a buffalo-style cooked glazed chicken taquitos. Oh, I'm hungry. Oh, my gosh, that sounds yummy. Then a chipotle chicken wrapped in battered flour tortilla taquitos. So the products were shipped to retailers nationwide. Luckily, there have been no reports of adverse health effects. Salmonella listeria posed the most serious risk if you are young, weakened immune system, older adults, or pregnant. And if you do get sick with salmonella, you'll get abdominal cramps, diarrhea, fever. You can be sick for about 4 to 7 days. Sometimes you get better on your own. Sometimes you need hospitalization. Listeria killed a lot of people a few years back. I believe that was 2012. Causes fever, muscle aches, headaches, stiff neck, confusion, loss of balance, even convulsions. Plus, you can get diarrhea. They can be fatal. So, you can get a refund if you got your taquitos. Now, here we're hearing about listeria contamination, salmonella contamination. But on the other side of the internet, we hear this story of burger chains getting an F grade because they have antibiotics. Apparently, it's a report called Chain Reaction 4 Burger Edition. And I guess it's a report which is produced by the Center for Food Safety, Consumer Reports, Food Animal Concerns Trust, USPIRG Education Fund, Friends of the Earth, and the National Resources Defense Council. It was published today, finding 22 of the top 25 U.S. burger chains, including McDonald's, Burger King, White Castle, Five Guys, to receive a failing grade in a review assessing their practices and policies on antibiotics and antibiotics in their beef products. 22 F's of the 25. Wendy's got a D because 15% of its beef is sourced from producers that cut the use of Tylosin, an antibiotic, by one-fifth. Only two chains got an A. I'll tell you about those in a second. But Fuddruckers, F. Steak and Shake, F. Farmer Boys, F. They had no antibiotic policy. Now, the reason why this is such an issue is we're being told that this overuse of antibiotics in livestock, and I get that, I've been seeing this for years, can cause resistant bacteria to spread. When you use antibiotics and you quote-unquote overuse, which we might be doing, then your body is getting exposed to antibiotics it doesn't need. The cattle are getting the antibiotics, but then you're consuming them. So if you're consuming an antibiotic you don't need, what happens when you really do need an antibiotic? Or let's say there's a bacteria that doesn't get killed by that antibiotic that you consumed, and then it makes progeny that decides to grow, and now you want to use an antibiotic of that class, it might not work. Now, many people say, well, why the heck then are we giving antibiotics to animals? Well, this is where it gets tricky. If an animal is sick, but not sick enough to be slaughtered, they get an antibiotic. If an animal is at risk of getting a bacterial infection, they may give them an antibiotic. They say the veterinarian's oath includes protection of animal health and welfare and the prevention and relief of animal suffering. So, antibiotics may be given because of animal rights. Second, if farm animals are healthy, then their food is going to be healthy. We don't want an animal getting sick, staying sick, and then making bad meat. Now, I don't really know all the logistics. You know, if an animal gets a sore throat, you just give them an antibiotic, it's good, and then the meat's fine. Or does any spot of an animal getting sick mean that animal goes to slaughter? I don't know. My guess is if the animal just has a little bug, they treat it and it's done. But what also happening is they're pre-treating to prevent animals from getting sick. Now, as we know with mad cow disease, you could get sick by things other than a bacteria. So antibiotics won't help that. These viruses, right? Like that avian flu where these countries had to cull a whole bunch of birds and chickens. Antibiotics can't help with those. But they can help with a lot of bacteria. So, to protect humans, animals are getting antibiotics so that they don't pass anything to you. And then, if your animal is healthy, or your farm animal is healthy, then they're going to require less food and water. A sick animal requires more resources. They say, according to animalantibiotics.org, more grain must be grown for feed. That requires more fertilizer, water, acres of land. Sick animals have a larger environmental impact, while healthy animals use fewer natural resources. That goes the same for humans. A sick human takes many more resources than a healthy human. So here we are with the problem of we don't want humans getting sick. We don't want our animals getting sick, so we're using antibiotics. But if we're using antibiotics when they're not sick, and humans don't need to be exposed, we could be making more dangerous diseases. So when they graded the burger restaurants, Shake Shack and Burger Fi, or is it Burger Fi? It says Burger Fi. They got A ratings. Wendy's got a D because they made a modest pledge to reduce one antibiotic in a small portion of its beef supply. The F rating went to McDonald's, Burger King, Sonic, Jack in the Box, Hardee's, Whataburger, Carl's Jr., Five Guys, Culver's, Steak and Shake, In-N-Out Burger got an F, White Castle, Checkers, Crystal, Smash Burger, Freddy's, The Habit Burger Grill, Rally's, Fuddruckers, A&W, Jack's, and Farmer Boys. So, what does that mean for you? Well, I personally don't want any extra crap in my food. That's why I'm eating less fast food and going more for the fresh. But if you remember, places like Chipotle, who market fresh food, seem to have more and more issues when it comes to salmonella or listeria or E. coli. So I don't know what the public wants. And I don't know what the agencies want. The fresher we go and the less contaminated, I think the healthier. But the more potential for there to be a contamination. These preserved foods, and trust me, these fast food, there's plenty of salt and antibiotics and all sorts of stuff. A lot of us don't get sick from a McDonald's burger. Well, knock on wood, or a Wendy's burger. And so I'm not saying the antibiotics that we feed the animals will prevent E. coli outbreaks, but people don't want to have food that could have unfortunately come from a sick animal. So what's the answer? Well, we treat animals with other things. If there is a sick animal, we treat them with antibiotics, but then we don't use that meat for humans. I don't know how practical that is. It sounds better than it might be in practice. And maybe we keep our fast food to a minimum. I have never been to a White Castle. I've only had the White Castle frozen burgers. And I'm telling you right now, dang, they're yummy. But just once in a blue moon, people. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The president of Turkey demanding more answers as to what happened to Washington Post journalist Saudi Jamal Khashoggi, who was killed earlier this month at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. The Turkish president saying through an interpreter as he spoke to parliament today.
Why was there a slurry of incoherent statements? And now there is official acknowledgement that there was a murder. Where is the body?
Wall Street seeing declines again today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at one point this morning was down over 500 points. Disappointing earnings from 3M and Caterpillar sending the Dow into negative territory. The tech and industrial sectors are sending the S&P 500 down. And Amazon and Netflix shares are sending the NASDAQ lower. And this is USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Alright, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, retired Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor revealed yesterday that she has been diagnosed with the beginning stages of dementia and probably Alzheimer's disease. As you know, she's from Phoenix, Arizona, was the first female to become a Supreme Court justice. And she says she will continue living in Phoenix, Arizona, surrounded by dear friends and family. While the final chapter of my life with dementia may be trying, nothing has diminished my gratitude and deep appreciation for the countless blessings of my life. Chief Justice John Roberts praised her for being a towering figure and a role model not only for girls and women, but for all those committed to equal justice under law. And she had been nominated by President Ronald Reagan as the first female Supreme Court justice. She retired from the bench in 2006 because she took care of her husband, who was also ailing from Alzheimer's. She is going to step away from public life and her leadership role with iCivics. She launched iCivics, a website dedicated to encouraging young people to learn civics. She says it is time for new leaders to make civic learning and civic engagement a reality for all. I hope that I've inspired young people about civic engagement and helped pave the pathway for women who may have faced obstacles pursuing their careers. So I was asked by one of you if Alzheimer's is contagious. Her husband had Alzheimer's, and now she's been diagnosed with Alzheimer's. For now, because we don't know what causes Alzheimer's, the answer is no to that. If we think it's a virus, now there has been talk about the herpes virus, but if we truly think there's an infectious cause, then I still wouldn't say Alzheimer's is contagious. I think the virus could be contagious, but how you become afflicted is on you. Now, let me explain. Let's kind of backtrack and take a look at this polio-like illness that's now, I think there's about 166 cases the CDC is investigating. We think that could be a virus that is affecting some young kids out there throughout the United States, multiple states affected by this. But if it is caused by a virus and it's contagious, then we wouldn't see a sporadic case here and a sporadic case there and one case in Nevada and six cases in Minnesota. You would then see a school come down with it or a playgroup or brothers and sisters. You wouldn't necessarily see isolated cases sporadically in states. So what that means to me is if it is virus caused, those children that become affected with this limb weakness and becoming flaccid and unable to walk or garbled speech, almost looking like they had a stroke because it's inflammation of the spinal cord. My guess is when one child gets exposed to the virus, nothing happens. When another child, if they have that genetic susceptibility or maybe a toxin caused some sort of susceptibility, we don't know, they become affected. So that could be what's going on with Alzheimer's. So there's a study, another study coming out, saying there's more and more evidence that cold sores or the virus-causing cold sores, such as herpes, could cause Alzheimer's. And Alzheimer's, as you know, is the most common form of dementia. About 30 million people worldwide suffer from this. And so herpes simplex virus type 1 causes cold sores. There's also genital herpes, and genital herpes you could get actually in the mouth as well, but it more commonly affects the genitalia and the buttock area. There's also herpes virus infections that affect the skin. But type 1 herpes, which also can affect the genitalia, type 1 herpes is the one that's been implicated that may be a cause of Alzheimer's. Now, we get infected by type 1 herpes really early on. Usually we get it from our moms. Even if our moms don't have cold sores, many of us, about 85 to 90% of us, carry the herpes virus. And the reason why is when we were little, mommies would give us kisses, and they'd kissy, little kissy on the nose, kissy on the mouth. Mommies give us kisses. And then we want a drink from mommy's drink. And we grab mommy's drink. And mommy and baby share drinks all the time. And when dad or younger sibling goes, "Mom, you're not supposed to share drinks," mom's like, "They're my baby. They're my flesh. It's okay." And that's just something mommies do. Now daddies start to do it, and the mommies get all mad at daddy. Do you guys notice that? I hate when my husband, right, shares a straw with my kids. I just think men, I don't know. I just don't think he brushes his teeth as often as I do. I don't know what it is. So I never liked it when daddy shared stuff with kids. But me, it's okay because they came from my uterus. For some reason, if they came from my uterus, then our mouths aren't the same. Don't ask. But we do that. We share food. We take bites of sandwiches. I mean, dads and their sons share beers all the time. Here, son, here's my beer. And the kid will not wipe off the spit because he's so excited that there's going to be a beer. He doesn't care if there's backwash or chewing it or whatever. He doesn't care. Kid is going to be so happy that he gets to have a beer. So, anyway, this is how kids get exposed to parents' herpes, if parents have them. The average human doesn't really check for herpes because they don't have cold sores, they don't care. If they do have cold sores, they still don't care. Like, so I have a cold sore, who cares? So, the thing with herpes is it lays dormant, and then it becomes activated, and the virus hides out in the nervous system, the nerves. And so, there's a possibility, they think, that maybe herpes will lie in the nervous system and then maybe either travel to the central nervous system. The peripheral is like where your fingers and limbs are, but the central nervous system is where your brain and spinal cord is. Or it hides out in the central nervous system. In 1991, they found that elderly people with HSV-1 also had it present in the brain. Then in 1997, there was a study showing that people at Alzheimer's had a gene called APOE4, or APOE4. The likelihood of somebody developing Alzheimer's disease is 12 times greater for APOE4 carriers who have herpes in the brain than those with neither factor. And then they later found that HSV-1 infection causes beta-amyloid and these abnormal tau proteins to accumulate. And the accumulation of those proteins is what's the hallmark of Alzheimer's. So, that's interesting. So, when you do see a couple, like Sandra Day O'Connor and her husband, who both get Alzheimer's, and we do see that, maybe it could be related to a virus that they had. The problem is when you have couples that seem to get it together or collectively, you also wonder, could it be an environmental toxin? Could it be a detergent? Could it be a diet issue? But, you know, she's 88 years old. She still has it. Still a smart woman. She's going to take some time. She's going to spend time with family. She's 88 years old. She's allowed to retire. Unfortunately, when we hear these public announcements, we start to see things happen pretty fast. So I don't know. So herpes can become reactivated. When it does become reactivated, it may come out as a cold sore or it could cause damage. Which means we may know how to block Alzheimer's. If this really is true and it could be caused by herpes, then acyclovir, which we use for herpes, or Valtrex, may block Alzheimer's. That could be some pretty cool stuff. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Flockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. FlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at FlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. FlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hey guys! Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702 702-
562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So somebody asked on Facebook about date night ideas. Wife wants to go on the date night. And the funny thing is I am really good with understanding the single scene. I'm not very good with the whole date night thing when you're married. And I'm just not. And, well, I'll explain why. There's a website here from Red Book Magazine called 105 Unique Date Ideas to Jumpstart Your Relationship. So these are people who are in a relationship already, okay? Now, I would tell you, if the relationship is still relatively new, you know, take her to a fancy dinner, go to a fun movie, go to a comedy club. I love comedy clubs. It's always good to laugh. You feel good laughing, right? Remember, the key to any date is you can't have the primary goal to have sex at the end of the night. Okay, the best way to, I guess, have sex is to make it appear to be the last thing on your mind. It just seems to work better. But if you, from the outset of the date, try to do the whole candlelight thing and then the music and then we're going to slow dance and then we're going to, if she's really, 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 really into you, yeah, that could work. But if it's kind of a date, she may not be there yet. So you do things that are non-intimate, like going to a comedy club, right? Going to a carnival. That's what, you know, these movies know exactly what they're doing, right? There's always a date with the car. You win her a toy. You know, you may not be good at hunting. You may not really know how to handle a gun. But you may be able to do really, really well squirting water at a balloon in a carnival, and that could be just enough to turn somebody on. So, for single people, I have lots of advice. Once you're married, it's tricky, because there's not a lot of surprise. So this website recommends playing Mad Libs. Well, I mean, you know, maybe make jokes. I guess they're trying to get people to joke with each other. They also recommend to redo a room. That can help jumpstart your relationship. Redo a room. Redecorate the house. That won't work. That will not work because my husband gets really, really grumpy. And then we make a mess. And if he messes up with the painting, I like mess up with the painting. I got paint all over the, you know, crown molding on the bottom. And I got it on the tile. And he yelled. Didn't work out. Have a sing-along. No, my husband and we don't sing well together at all. I think he could sing, but he doesn't like to sing. And then he sings really loud, and I think I'm hitting a note. Nobody hears it. It just doesn't work out. They say hit up a farmer's market. That would work if he liked vegetables. He doesn't like vegetables. I'm not a big vegetable eater either. Go to a jazz club. I like jazz. He doesn't, so we can't do that. Make personalized scavenger hunts for each other. Yeah, like the toothbrush. I'm being mean. All right, well, so you could do that. You could, they say, go around your city or town filled with clues based on your history together. Well, that could be fun. Play games like chess. We can't. My husband's too competitive. I hate playing games with him. He's just too competitive. We just can't. Check out a new band. He's not really into the music I am. But I got to tell you, when we are in sync with music, it's really cool. We went to the I Love the 90s show with Salt and Peppa and All for One and DJ Spinderella and Rob Bass. And, I mean, it was good music, and he had a good time. It's cool when you both like the same music, so that was really cool. Then they say, learn about your family trees. Go on Ancestry.com or dig up old photos. I don't think that would work. All right? Because we don't really like each other's family that much. I mean, we don't like our own family. We're not a big, you know, I don't think talking about the in-laws is going to really help. Then they say, check out a sweet view. Go to a beautiful view and look at the view together. That can be romantic, but then the problem is I'm like, you know, I need a new home. Really? Everybody else gets a view. We don't have a view. And then we get mad at each other. Take music lessons. Again, no. Get ice cream. Getting ice cream is horrible. I do not like getting ice cream with my husband. He doesn't know this. I love my husband. I do not like getting ice cream with him. Because if we get a banana split, I'm really not into banana splits, he eats too much of the fudge. Or he'll get ice cream flavors that I don't like and stick it on the banana split. So I'm like, you know what, let me just get my own thing. But then he sticks his used spoon in it. These are things that are kind of deal breakers for me. So no, ice cream won't work. So you see, I'm having some major issues here. take a dance class. We can, but both of us really don't dance well, and again, we don't want to feel stupid. Go to a street fair. Those I like. I do like street fairs. Go bowling. I love that. He's competitive, but so am I. Take a hike. Yeah, we could take a hike. Become amateur photographers. No, because he might catch me coming out of the shower. Going for a boat ride would work. Going ice skating. I love ice skating. Go to a touristy part of your neighborhood. Now, this is something that I think is really, really cool. All right, a lot of us live in areas where tourists, there's something in our neck of the woods that tourists flock to see. Now, we don't go there because we're like, all right, well, it's a tourist trap. But the funny thing is there's some cool things about it. Now I live in Las Vegas, so I love the Strip. I will take out a room. In fact, I'm going to be doing that this weekend. We're going to be taking out a room. My son has his 16th birthday, so we have two rooms together because it was really inexpensive at the Luxor. They get their room. It's connected to ours. He and a bunch of his friends could sit there. And they have, you know, the two beds, and they make it work with sleeping bags, whatever. We get dinner and let them walk around the Strip. Come back. They could go to the pool, watch movies, fall asleep. If they fall asleep or stay up all night, we don't care. They're in a separate room. And we get a staycation. I love that. And it's good. I mean, not the most romantic for me and hubby, but at least cool. Playing pool works. Oh, they say go shopping. That won't work. So, you know, for date night, I think ambiance is set by just having a date night. I don't really think she cares what you guys do. As long as it means you're away from the kids. Cell phone, not necessarily off because you're worried about the kids, but you don't answer your cell phone unless it's the kids. You don't talk about work. You don't talk about in-laws. And you just enjoy each other. Now, the biggest problem with date nights, what a lot of couples do, is they talk about the kids. Or they talk about, they don't know what to say to each other. Sometimes it's a defense mechanism. Well, if we talk about the kids, we don't realize that we have nothing in common. It's okay if you guys don't have anything in common. You will run out of things in common. That's fine. But then maybe explain to each other why you like it and why you like certain things and maybe relearn stuff about each other. I think that could be a real advantage to a relationship. Spices things up. 1-877 Doc Belly.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on a farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.